Welcome to the City Current Radio Show, focused on sharing and powering the good in our community. The show takes an in-depth look at the heartbeat of the Mid-South, the organizations and individuals leading by example to fuel change and how we can make a difference. Now here's your host, City Current CEO, Jeremy Park.
Welcome to the City Current Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Park. We're always honored to bring you inspiring stories of individuals, organizations, making a difference, powering the good in our community. And with that, we're going to kick it off with two amazing individuals, Linda McNeil and Mark Jordan. They are the co-chairs of AFP's National Philanthropy Day Conference and Crystal Award. So how are you two doing?
Well, doing good.
All right. How are you?
Doing well. So when we talk about philanthropy, that is music to my ears. And so the Association of Fundraising Professionals, the Memphis chapter, is what we're talking about here. But this event is coming up Thursday, November 12th. Let's start on your end, Mark, because it starts with a conference. So the National Philanthropy Day Conference. Let's dive in. Give us an overview of the conference.
Be glad to. Let me back up a tad. Like most all organizations are today, we are also producing something that's virtual, which for fundraisers and people like that, face-to-face is always the better or more optimal way to do things. So we've all had to shift a little bit, and we are shifting as well. So we are bringing this to you virtually on Thursday, November the 12th, beginning at 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Just a short run through the speakers. One I've heard before, Birgit Smith-Burton, does a seminar on what if I say the wrong thing. Then these days and times of communicating with people all diverse walks of life and that kind of thing, we should all be in tune to how we should use our language. And she does a really great job in her seminar of really bringing that out. And what if I say the wrong thing? She just does a fantastic job with that. Like any good fundraising professionals conference, we've got Marcy Hume, the Artful Asker, and talking about the ask. When is the right time? And she talks much less about the right time, but don't fear the time. So, you know, we've all got to be able to ask something. You don't know the answer to a question if you don't ask it. And so that certainly would be an enlightening seminar that morning as well. We'll also send out a bonus feature of Anthony Alonzo, lessons about an annual fund and fundraising in these times and how you communicate to various donors. There's so many ways, email, social media, those kind of things. He'll really help you understand in a crisis time, what's the best way and how do you use each of those modes of communication? So that's a brief, I guess, rundown of who's going to be there. It's going to be a really great event, $50 for the whole event, the conference and the Crystal Awards. And I'm going to let Linda talk more about the Crystal Awards in a second. But I think this would be well worth your time on the morning of November the 12th, just to join us and see what all these folks have to say.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, it's a virtual event. That means you can access it really from the comfort of your home, your office, really anywhere you are. That makes it really easy. Talk about, you know, and I'll just kind of throw this up to either one of you, but overall with the Association of Fundraising Professionals, talk about kind of the mission and the purpose of the organization that kind of ties into this conference so that people understand the context and the mission and the purpose of the organization.
Sure, I'll take that. So the Association of Fundraising Professionals is part of an international association, and our goal is to help our members, you know, continue their education, professional development, to give them access to educational opportunities, as well as a meeting place for all of us, you know, to come together and as peers in this fundraising profession. And this fundraiser, the Crystal Awards is our largest fundraiser, but this fundraiser helps us continue to do that, to offer membership scholarships, to offer scholarships to our conferences, to offer those educational development opportunities that we would do at our normal monthly luncheons that we don't have any, that we're not having. Well, we have them, they're virtually. But so those are this is what this event is all about. It's really uplifting our profession, helping our, you know, soundboards for each other, and then offering those opportunities for us to continue our education. And in these times where we all are having to adjust and change the way we do fundraising, us gathering and being able to bounce things off of each other and being able to continue to learn and grow. I mean, we're learning on the fly, actually. So we're all, you know, just being able to share what we're learning and share how we're doing the work that we do is really helpful. And then this Crystal Awards helps us honor those people who are stepping up to support the work that we do. There's so many people in this community who are, you know, just help to who give financially, give it their time, their talent, their treasure. And this award just gives all of us nonprofit folks an opportunity to thank those people just a little bit more in ways that we aren't normally able to do with our nonprofits.
Yeah. And I think that's the important context is when you look at it is one, a place where you all can gather, share best practices, talk about challenges and opportunities, what's working, what's not working.
Right.
And, you know, while the in-person connectivity is limited and not possible, to your point, Linda, like now it presents a whole new level of challenges with fundraising. And so being able to use the conference to say, hey, here are some things that, you know, we're learning and to educate and to offer advice and expertise is a really powerful platform to be able to help people.
Yes.
Offer the enrichment. And then on the back end, celebrate with the Crystal Awards, those who are doing a great job of pushing forward and making it happen for all the right reasons. And so I think that's where on both ends, what you're doing is really important for the context. Let's go ahead and talk about the Crystal Awards. Give us a little bit of the historical significance, because as you mentioned, you've been doing this for a long time. It's a big annual fundraiser for you, but give us that piece of it. And then we'll dive into some of the honorees for this year.
Sure. So this is our 35th annual Crystal Awards, and we set aside this time once a year. National Philanthropy Day is a national day where all across the country, nonprofits are celebrating National Philanthropy Day. So we use this event, Crystal Awards, to acknowledge and celebrate those people in our community who go above and beyond for our organizations, who give a little bit more money, give a little bit more time, who have done some extraordinary things to help us fulfill our mission. So this is an awesome, awesome, this is one of my favorite events because we just get to celebrate those people who just help us make it happen in our community.
Mm-hmm. You have different categories.
Yes.
Before we talk about the winners, talk about the process for selecting the winners.
So we called for nominations early in the summer, and we our deadline, I think, was like July 14th to get nominations in. We have a committee of past winners, past board presidents of AFP. So that is a committee, and they all review the applications by category. And we have a rubric that we use it to make it fair. And then they use that rubric to select the winners.
Let's highlight some of them just as a fun opportunity to celebrate their efforts and thank them. Ed and Sue Clark, outstanding philanthropists. So give them a little bit of a highlight.
So Ed and Sue Clark were nominated by Habitat for Humanity of Memphis. They are an amazing couple who I feel like I've been in this profession for a long time. And I know a lot of people, you know, we know the names. I'd not heard of them, but they are just some. Ed is a former FedEx exec, and he and his wife have built so many homes for Habitat for Humanity. And they just are so impressive with how engaged. I mean, it's not like just raising the money. They are out there building a home. So I just have loved reading about them. I can't wait to hear more about their story because they'll be able to share a little bit more with us at the Crystal Awards. But I'm looking forward to hearing more about their story. But they're an amazing couple. Yeah.
You have an outstanding volunteer fundraiser. So talk about Connie.
So Connie is an attorney who was nominated by the National Civil Rights Museum. She, along with some other volunteers, was very key in their capital campaign that they just recently did. She, of course, donated her time as an attorney on their board. Again, she just is another amazing person who I had not heard of. So I'm excited about the fact that there are so many people that are receiving awards this year that I had not heard of. It's not the usual suspects. So that's been exciting.
I was about to say, if you don't know them and you're so well connected, I think.
Well, I know.
But I think it speaks volumes to just how many people are out there doing amazing things that fly under the radar.
Right.
And that's why I think it's important to celebrate their efforts is they're doing it not seeking attention. They're doing it for all the right reasons. But yet
exactly.
You want to celebrate their efforts because they are making a difference. And, you know, traditionally, it's some of the same names that get circulated. But the reality is there's so many others who are doing great work that I feel like need to be celebrated. And that's Connie Lewis Linsing.
Yes.
You also have an outstanding emerging philanthropist. You have outstanding fundraising executive. So talk about some of the other categories.
Sure. So emerging philanthropist is a kind of new award that we started a few years back because we wanted to start encouraging younger or, you know, just encouraging to highlight those younger folks who are out there doing the work. And Pooja and Kush Shah are an amazing example of that. Kush owns Direct Effects, and he donates printing for nonprofits all over the community. And even if he's not donating, he's doing whatever he can to give them a break on costs. And then Pooja who is involved in community foundation. They're also involved at Lausanne Collegiate School where their kids go. So they are just an amazing example of just young people. I mean, a younger generation of folks who are giving back and supporting the community. And then the fundraising executive, I really was surprised she's not received the award before. Joanna Curtis is the chief advancement officer over at the University of Memphis. She has been in this profession 20 plus years. So I was just really surprised that she hadn't received the award. And I'm excited that she's getting it this year. And then we added a category this year, COVID-19, because of the pandemic. And we wanted to celebrate those organizations who just stepped up in significant ways to support the all the needs around COVID-19. The Mississippi Boulevard Christian Church won that award.
Yeah.
And they just adapted and opened up their congregation or their church to do whatever needed to be happening. I mean, Governor Lee was in town and he came by and saw their testing, their food distribution, all of it. So they just have just stepped up in an amazing way. There are other organizations that did, but what they did kind of rose to the top, I guess, for the people who selected the winners for this award.
Yeah. What makes you excited when you look at the conference and then the Crystal Awards and kind of tying the two together in a virtual event that really does, like I said, kind of open it up to where more people can access it? What makes you excited about this event and this opportunity?
I'm excited about the speakers that we have. We've got some top-notch speakers who are not, who aren't necessarily local. We've got amazing local people. But we've got some who we probably would not have been able to get these people
right
to be a part of this conference if it was in person here in Memphis. I'm excited about I'm always excited to acknowledge those people who help us fulfill our missions every day. So I'm really excited about the award winners. I'm excited that they're excited. I mean, we've been talking to them via email and our production company is working with them on videos. They're excited about doing all this and they're not fazed by the fact that we're not doing this in person. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited that people are responding and registering. It's early. You know how it is in Memphis. Sometimes we wait till the last minute. So I'm excited that people are registering. I'm excited for our profession because what we do sometimes is a thankless job. So I'm excited that our profession, that we're taking some time to acknowledge the people to do the work, to offer some education opportunities for the people to do the work. And to just time again, like you say, for us to just be together and say, we're going to make it through this. It's different. These times are different, but we just got to stay focused, take advantage of opportunities that are presented to us. And this is one. This is an opportunity for us to continue our education and to also celebrate during these interesting times.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Jeremy,
what would you add in terms of just your personal thoughts on not only the conference, but when you look at AFP and the value it brings, especially to someone like you in the profession as well, talk about from your personal vantage point, the power of the being a part of AFP, but also to obviously the conference.
I love that question. I want to say one thing first, talk about Linda and the Crystal Awards. I would say Linda was very intentional along with her committee to look for those people that have been doing a lot of work as well. And I think she increased the depth of the people we are looking at, both organizations and people. And love all the folks that are in the nonprofit and philanthropy community in Memphis. But I think you picked up on that when you were talking about the award winners, and that's really great. It's very easy for me to talk about AFP and what it means. Jeremy, you may or not remember this, but I got a banking business after about 30 years in the early part of 2000 and wanted to do something different in life. And I really fell into the nonprofit arena where I was with the Child Advocacy Center for a little while and now with the Wolf River Conservancy. But 5 years ago, I remember walking into my first experience with AFP, and it was the conference, which was usually held back then, back in August. And I remember engaging Bonnie Hollibaugh, who was president at that time, and several others, Carrie Burke from Kings Wilson. They were also engaging and also inviting. AFP is a place where if you're a young professional, a midlife professional, or an older guy like me who's left one profession and moving to another one, you'll learn something. And I know we all tend to think that I've been there, done that. But each time you go, there's a little bit of a refreshment you get when you attend. And I would say that AFP strives to continue each year to bring something different, something new, we're not always perfect, but I think that we are very in tune to the fundraising community and what the needs are of these fundraising professionals, because it's been an interesting year. I know we keep saying that, but it's been an interesting year.
Well, but you know, like you said, the ability to keep pushing forward because money still needs to be raised to support the mission and the purpose and the efforts of the nonprofit. So to share best practices, to continue moving forward and to do it together is powerful. So go ahead and wrap up and talk about the website, where to go to find the information, to purchase the tickets and make the donation. Where do we go to be involved?
Go to the AFP Memphis's website. It's afpnet.org /Memphis chapter. So they can go there to find all the information about the awards, to register for the conference. The Crystal Awards is free. We're just asking for a suggested donation, but do not let costs prohibit you from attending this event. If you are looking for a way to be uplifted, to celebrate with all this going on, you do not want to miss this award ceremony. And the conference, I mean, it's the best deal in the city. You can't beat the cost.
Well, Linda, Mark, thank you for all you and your team do. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you for coming on the show.
All right.
Thanks, Jeremy. We appreciate it.
This is Jeremy Park, host of the City Current Radio Show and CEO of City Current. I'd like to invite you to join Growth Current. Growth Current is our e-learning and online personal and professional development platform, giving you access to virtual events with thought leaders, national guest speakers, and experts who are sharing success secrets, learning modules, and so much more. Subscriptions are only $8 a month, and you can do bulk subscriptions for your team. Check out growthcurrent.com to learn more.